Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The fragrant aroma of the saints' prayers. The angel was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all God's people on the golden altar before the throne, Revelation 8:3. A young child, enamored with his teacher, gave her 3 daisies with this note attached: "These flowers will fade and die, but you will smell forever." In your prayer life, as in poetry, it's the thought and the fragrance that counts. John refers to the golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, Revelation 5:8. And the angel in Revelation 8 is seen bringing those sweet offerings of adoration before the Father, as William R. Newell explains. Walk with William R. Newell, an American Bible teacher who taught around the world. This angel is publicly to bring before heaven 3 things. First, that the prayers of the saints are ever before God, a most blessed and solemn truth. Second, that the incense, ever in Scripture, setting forth the power of Christ's atonement acting upon God, representing our Lord's person and work at Calvary, added in due time to the prayers of all the saints, makes them effectual before God. Third, that God's judgment is in a sense the answer to "Your kingdom come," which the saints of all ages have prayed. No other answer could be given, since earth has rejected the rightful king. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 8.
Revelation 8. When he opened the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven for about 30 minutes. And I saw the 7 angels who stand before God, and 7 trumpets were given to them. Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all God's people on the golden altar in front of the throne. The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of God's people, went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. Then the 7 angels who had the 7 trumpets prepared to sound them. The 1st angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down on the earth. 1/3 of the earth was burned up, 1/3 of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The 2nd angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain all ablaze was thrown into the sea. 1/3 of the sea turned into blood. 1/3 of the living creatures in the sea died, and 1/3 of the ships were destroyed. 3rd angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star, blazing like a torch, fell from the sky on 1/3 of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. 1/3 of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. 4th angel sounded his trumpet, and 1/3 of the sun was struck, 1/3 of the moon, and 1/3 of the stars, so that 1/3 of them turned dark. 1/3 of the day was without light, and also 1/3 of the night. As I watched, I heard an eagle that was flying in midair call out in a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the trumpet blasts about to be sounded by the other 3 angels.
Father, all too often I neglect my times of prayer, not realizing the eternal impact of those heavenly conversations. To know that my prayers ascend to you as a fragrant aroma causes me to think more of what I pray and how I pray. To know that you hear and answer causes me to wonder at the relationship I enjoy with you. To know that my prayers help to usher in your kingdom makes me bolder to pray according to your will. May your kingdom come. In the name of Him who taught me to pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.